Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Havenan with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, November 16. New South Wales police have formed a strike force to remove protesters who have disrupted the delivery of coal to Australia's largest export terminal in Newcastle. Protesters from Blockade Australia have repeatedly disrupted operations on the rail line around the Port of Newcastle during the past week, with police arresting two women yesterday. Police say the protesters are putting lives at risk, threatening them with potential sentences of up to 25 years. Hundreds of homes in the central west New South Wales town of Forbes are being evacuated as the Lachlan River rises. The Bureau of Meteorology has predicted major flooding in the town from today, with the river expected to peak tomorrow morning at a level similar to or higher than the September 2016 floods. Moderate flooding is occurring upstream at Cowra, where the waters have peaked, but authorities say it's too early to tell how high the river will rise when those waters reach Forbes. And two prestigious Perth high schools have ditched a production of the musical Grease after students raised concerns about whether it's appropriate in modern times. The production by Presbyterian Ladies College and Scotch College was put under review after some students argued the musical was offensive and anti-feminist. The 1978 movie, based on the 1971 musical of the same name, became a cultural phenomenon and a classic, but in recent years has been subject to claims of sexism, racism, homophobia, and lack of diversity. Star Olivia Newton-John has previously called the claims kind of silly, saying Grease is just a fun movie that entertains people. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.